he would bless their arrivals and departures, their entire life journey. This is an instruction to request some form of physical blessing, as they are still somewhat spiritually weak. Their homes and their families, that is, their servants, relatives, or anyone associated with them. These were all benefits recognized under the Old Covenant, where people most feared widowhood, childlessness, premature mourning, famine, and unsuccessful endeavors. Hence, he permits them to indulge in more tangible requests, gradually guiding them towards high-minded aspirations. This method is similarly employed by both Christ and Paul as they allude to the blessings of the past. Christ, when he proclaims, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Paul, when he commands, "Respect your father and mother, and you will live a long life on earth." That he would expand their families and bless them, mature them, and impart wisdom. This is a physical and spiritual hope, suited for those still developing in their spiritual journey. The subsequent spiritual hope is that he would guide everything before them towards good, as he does not simply say everything before them, but everything before them towards good. Often one might have travel plans, but they are not beneficial, or some other incident which brings no advantage. So everyone is encouraged to thank God in all situations, seeing everything as a blessing. After these prayers, he instructs them to stand for the remainder of the ceremony. Having previously knelt in prayer, asking God's favor and gaining confidence, the proclamation now raises them to their feet, encouraging them to pray to God for their own needs. Part of the prayer we guide, part we allow them to express in their own words, essentially opening the doorway to prayer. This is similar to the way we first instruct children, then give them the freedom to pray independently, telling them, "Pray, beginners in the faith, for the angel of peace. Since there are angels who punish, there are also angels who destroy." That's why we ask for the angel of peace, teaching them to seek peace, which underpins all good things, so they may be free from all conflicts, wars, and disputes. May all your paths be filled with peace, for even the heaviest burden becomes light in the presence of peace. Therefore, Christ declared, "My peace I give to you, for the devil's most potent weapon is contention, hostility, and war. Pray for peace today and every day of your life." You see, their repeated insistence on living virtuously throughout life. Let your final moments be of the Christian faith, your highest virtue, honor, and benefit. For what is not honorable is not beneficial. For our perception of what is beneficial differs from the majority's. Commit yourselves to the living God and His Christ, for as yet we don't ask them to intercede for others, but it is sufficient that they can pray for themselves.